Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, October the 4th, 2012. We've got Liz Schmidt with us from the League of Women Voters, and then we got a bunch of little tiny things to show you or describe, scale models. Let's start, first of all, with Liz Schmidt, the League. Good to have you here, Liz. Now, you've got something coming up tonight that people might want to attend.
The first of our two forums regarding the November 6th election, in case anybody out there doesn't know there's an election coming.
November the 6th, right.
Yeah, okay. One election. Forum with the state legislative districts, 44, 46, and 47, and our state Senate district, 19. And we will have the St. Louis police ballot, which is statewide. It's sort of a long story, but we have to decide if we want the city of St. Louis or the state legislature, who now and has for 100 years controlled the city police of St. Louis.
Oh, and we're all going to decide that?
We may decide to let the city take care of it. We may or may not. It depends on how the election comes out.
Okay. So this forum will be tonight at 6:30 at the library.
Right. And 6 o'clock will be the cookies.
The cookies. The League of Women Voter Famous cookies.
That's
at
right.
6 o'clock tonight, and the forum starts 6:30 and runs until when?
Well, we have to be out by 9. Sometimes they talk a little long, but we get kicked out at 9, so
okay.
It's
all
definitely
right.
Over by 9.
Then, Tuesday, October the 9th, next week, you have the same thing at the library.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the Northern and Southern District County Commission. There are two in each, you know, one Democrat and one Republican for each, and the public administrator, Boone County Public Administrator, and all the rest of the ballot issues. We have one called the County Mental Health Issue, which is putting kids first.
Okay.
It's the very last thing on the ballot. And we hope that people will go all the way to the end of the ballot, even if they're bored with some of the other issues that are between the candidates and other ballot issues. The other one is a cigarette tax.
That's a hotly contested one.
Yes, and that'll keep people moving along. The Missouri nonpartisan court plan is under threat, and we may move to make that a little more political than it is now. And we may not, depending on if you vote yes or no. If you vote no, we'll stay like we are. And then there's Amendment 3, which is the health exchanges, and I wouldn't even begin to get into that. It's sort of borders on Obamacare and things that our state legislature wanted to be sure Missouri never does. And that's a yes or no also. If you vote no, it'll go like it is now. If you vote yes, it will change to what they want.
Okay. But you will cover all of this next Tuesday, October the 9th.
That's right.
And you're going to be able to cover all of this in an hour and a half?
Yeah. We have timers. We don't let people talk too long.
Okay.
That's the one good thing. They don't.
But there is a lot. There is a lot going on in both of those meetings.
Well, and the politicians all say they don't want to be cut off. But then when they see... It's like he wouldn't have any time if I talked the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with them. We give each one of them a certain amount of time, and they take it, and that's it.
Okay, and then the buzzer goes off, and they have to stop talking.
That's right.
Whether they're done or not.
That's right.
All right. Then we're almost out of time here.
Yes, I know we are.
Okay.
But we want people to register by October 10th because we want them to be able to vote in November. You can change your address or register online anytime. But we do advise you to please register in person. You can go to the motor vehicle department, the library, the county clerk's office. There are other registration cards scattered around. And
But you can register online, too, you said.
You can register online, and you can also change your address online.
All right.
So please, if you've moved, don't wait till the day of the election.
Right,
it slows everything down a lot.
All right, Liz. Thank you so much
for
coming by.
Thank you.
League of Women Voters. Now I turn to Colin Smilek. Did I pronounce it right, Colin?
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Central Missouri Scale Modelers. And
yes,
you
sir.
Brought along some really nifty little things over here.
Sure.
Tell me about your organization, first of all.
Basically, we're a club that a bunch of guys get together, guys and gals get together, and we talk about scale modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a lot of us start out doing this when we were kids, and for whatever reason, we never got out of it.
Okay.
So we still do it to this day.
So you're still kids. You're just
yes,
adult kids.
Very much so,
now,
yes.
Some of these items that you brought, I want to show them for you listening on the radio. Describe it. But if you want to see them, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends, and you can see what we are talking about. Mm-hmm. This is a real item with the U.S. Marines, right?
It's actually a Navy ship, but it is designed to carry, it's an LCAC. It is designed to carry Marines and various small infantry tanks to
the
beach, from the ocean to a beachhead.
Wow, and here
combat.
You can see the propellers mm-hmm. in the back that pushes it along the surface of the ocean.
Yes.
Then
uh-huh.
the next item you have, this takes us back to prehistoric time.
That's right. One of our club members built that. He did a really good job in the painting aspect. But that's a dinosaur, and I'm not sure what type it is. Yeah. Forgive me, Jack. But he spent a lot of time on it. Did a really good job.
And he painted this, too?
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. He did a very nice job.
Sure did.
Now, the next model you have is something that I built this when I was much younger, when I first came to work here in central Missouri. This is a Cutty Sark, but mine was a little bit bigger than this one. And my dog, Prince, dismantled it as quickly as I put it together, and I would put it back together again, and she would dismantle it.
Maybe she thought you could do a better job. I don't know.
These are really, really nice. And the last one that you brought is from Star Wars.
This is from Star Wars, so that's a TIE fighter.
And
that's one of the ones I built.
Oh, you built this one?
Yeah, sure did.
That's really nice. Are these all from kits that you then put together?
Yes. They start out fairly much like this.
Okay.
Come in plastic, and they're all disassembled. The parts are separated and stuff. And then you start working on them, cutting them.
Do instructions?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of remember instructions
do
come with them. Right.
Yes.
But if you can't find something that fits right, you can always kind of jam it in there and make it
work. Yeah, that's where the skill comes into effect.
Right,
yes.
Right. I know I did that
trimming,
a lot.
Trimming, sanding, and...
Yeah. Right, or just kind of forcing it in there.
Sometimes that happens.
Right, if people want more information or they want to be part of the scale modeling program, what can they do?
We are on at cmsm-ipms.org.
Okay.
That's our website. They can contact me. I've got a phone number on the website.
Okay, and don't you have a special show coming up?
Yeah, we have a show coming up actually in a couple of months. It's
on
December
1st.
It's called TigerCon. So
okay.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Colin, thank you so much for
coming
by.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
it. All right. We're out of time. David Newman will be on tomorrow. The Hypnotist. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And I said, if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it again, kbia.org. Sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. It's free. Bye-bye.